Jeff, yeah, this is an interesting change to the CPRA. Now, it's going to be an optional event, breakaway roping. Now, I see breakaway roping at a lot of junior rodeos, and it's something that you guys are going to bring in a little bit more full-time if folks want to run it, right?
Yeah, we're allowing our committees to have the option to run it if they want, and you know, let's see what kind of uptake we get, and you know, let's see where the sport can grow to from here.
Now, Jeff, for those that maybe don't know, you know, follow rodeo, know the traditional events. What exactly is breakaway roping?
So breakaway roping is an all-girl event that, you know, has, you know, is roped, you know, the rope just like in the tie-down roping and with the barrier and, you know, they let the calf out a certain distance. But once the girls rope the calf around the neck, the rope is held by a little spur string and it just pops off. And usually when it pops off, that's when they stop time. So, you know, the times could be, you know, anywhere from, you know, long 1 seconds to, you know, 2 or 3 seconds. So it's a pretty fast-paced, exciting event.
Gotcha. And it's like you said, it's for the girls only, but it doesn't come with they don't have to jump off and tie the calf or anything.
No, just rope them and stop their horse. And when it breaks away, I guess that's where the name comes from. So.
Fair enough. Are we going to start seeing this event? Because again, it's optional. Are we going to start seeing it at some of the bigger rodeos, like the Calgary Stampede, things like that?
Well, Calgary Stampede is not a CPRA sanctioned event, so you know, whether they choose to have it or not, I wouldn't suspect they would. You know, their biggest restriction there, I gather, is you know, just, you know, time and space. So, you know, they have only so much time and only so much space. So, you know, to add events there, I think, is challenging, but you never know. It certainly could be a thing in the future.
Right. I forgot they weren't a CPRA event. I if I remember correctly, though, the Guy Wiedek Days here in High River is, though, right?
It is, and we highlighted it as an exhibition event last year. The rodeo committee there did, and, you know, I think it got really good support. So this year, you know, obviously we will put some more spotlight on it and see how it goes.
You know, but again, really, the only sport that is really out there for ladies is the barrel racing. This is just another great way for them to get involved in rodeo, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, for, you know, there's lots of gals out there that, you know, that aren't barrel racers, that rope a lot, whether they team rope or breakaway rope or whatever they do. So, you know, I think it's just another way to, you know, include them in our association and include them in our sport and see if we can't continue to grow.
Is it something that's going to be strictly for the younger, like the novice bareback riding, things like that? Is it going to be for the younger folks, or is it going to get moved up to an older age bracket event?
Well, you know, I think that'll be interesting. You know, there'll be no age restriction on it, so you know, it'll be you know, I'm curious to see, you know, what the demographic of our contestants will be. And only time will tell, I guess.
Well, I know seeing the event at some of the junior rodeos is fairly popular, and the crowd enjoys it because, like you said, it is fast moving. So I don't see why it wouldn't be just as popular at a CPRA event.
I would expect it will be. I mean, you know, we ran a breakaway roping event last year in the Canadian Finals. You know, in the mornings on 2 days, and you know, it got a lot of. A lot of attention and you know, so hopefully we can build on that there's a good group of people that were behind instrumental in hosting that event, and hopefully we can see that event continue to grow as well.
And like it says in the email, it's a great way to welcome new members as well, and it never hurts to have more and more athletes, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you look at the challenges that we have in terms of growing our sport, in terms of our just members, you know, there's not, I'd say with, you know, way concussions are working and, you know, people's awareness around those events, I would say people, generally speaking, are, you know, not running for the thrill-seeking events like they may be used to. So, you know, our membership's been able to maintain a pretty strong base, but, you know, if we can continue to grow it and see ourselves prosper, I don't know why we wouldn't want to try.